The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? No disciple is superior to the teacher, but when fully trained, every disciple will be like his teacher. Why do you notice a splinter in your brother's eye, but do not perceive the wooden beam in your own? How can you say to your brother, "Let me remove that splinter in your eye," when you do not even notice the wooden beam in your own eye? What a hypocrite. Remove the wooden beam from your own eye first, and then you will see clearly to remove the splinter in your brother's eye. A good tree does not bear rotten fruit, nor does a rotten tree bear good fruit. For every tree is known by its fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes, nor do they gather grapes from brambles. A good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good. But an evil person out of a store of evil produces evil. For from the fullness of the heart, the mouth speaks. The Gospel of the Lord. Two quick thoughts from today's gospel. First of all, the beam in my own eye. We all have a tendency to judge one another, and it's very difficult to overcome, but it's something we need to be conscious about and try to stop judging each other. We buried one of our priests this week. Father Ernie Daly, I think, was the gentlest human being I ever met in my life. I always marveled when I was around him. And I would be willing to bet that in his 80-some years on this earth, Ernie Daly never judged another human being. What a gift, and it's something we all need to struggle toward. Secondly, they talk about the good trees bearing good fruit and the bad trees bearing bad fruit. It is obvious that we've had some pretty bad trees in the priesthood. When those names were released and the grand jury report released, it was like a flood coming over all of us. I've said this before and I'll say it again. If we had had women in leadership positions, none of this would have happened. The minute the first accusation came in, it would have been the end of it. But no, we have to have an old boys' club, and now we're paying the price for it. But if we take a look at it, we get a different perspective. The heads of all the bishops' conferences met in Rome last week with Pope Francis to discuss the issue. And he started off by telling them two things. Number one, he said, "I don't want ideas. I want concrete action." And number two, "The cover-up is as serious as the abuse. There will be no more cover-up." Over 90% of the cases that occurred happened in the 1970s and the 1980s. By the 1990s, it just plummeted. In 2002, the American bishops met in Dallas and drafted the Dallas Charter, which is zero tolerance and everything immediately gets reported to civil authorities. And it appears that's what's happening, though there is only a trickle of them right now. One of our own former priests was sentenced to 7 years in prison recently, and rightly so for what he did. If you look at all the statistics on the abuse of children in America, it is epidemic. It's everywhere. It's in the school system, it's in sports programs, it's in scouting. And I honestly think, as painful and ugly as it has been, the church is the only institution trying to root it out at its cause. And I think we're turning the corner on this thing. And so the message from today's gospel, we try not to judge one another. And maybe for the first time in a long time, we can have some hope in our church again. Amen.